long before. Absolutely breathtakingly dark. They tell me the video wasn't on. Well, it is now. I presume that I failed to cut it on. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Well, I'm just one of those human beings out here, and so now it's on, and I'll go back and get the hole for the archives, and it'll be good. I promise you, we care about you folks. We really do care about you out there. Too many things today. We got a representative from our House of Representatives in Raleigh. Skip Stamm will be with us in a few minutes, okay? Skip Stamm in just a few minutes, and I'm sorry about that little delay. You missed about 5 minutes, but you can get it on the archives, okay? It'll go right into the archives. Thank you, Ms. Chambers. I wouldn't make it without that little lady helping take care of me. Now, I want to go back, and I want to read this in Romans chapter 1, verse 26. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even the women change the use, the natural use, into that which is against nature. In other words, two women having sex with one another. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine? Can you imagine two women involved in anal, oral, I don't want to go into the details. It makes me sick in my heart. It makes me hurt for the people who are involved in this. And I'm here to tell you, when it becomes marriage, boy, that's really adding some pressure on the great God Jehovah, who's going to judge this kind of filthy lifestyle. But let me read you the next verse. Listen, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly. Working that which the Bible calls unseemly, vile affections in the verse concerning women and lesbianism, but now unseemly, same thing, both words apply to both actions, men or women, unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. They receive it into themselves. There is a dark physical destruction that goes with lesbianism and homosexuality. When you're involved in that kind of vileness, the Bible calls it vile affections, unseemly acts, I'm here to tell you, it will destroy. It will render you as nothing but a depleted person. It will destroy your physical, your spiritual, your mental body. Can you imagine mentally how men enjoy acts with men? It's demons. It wouldn't even be possible were it not for the spirits of Satan. It would not even be possible. And now to say that all of America is endorsing same-sex marriage, my friends, do you understand what we're doing to ourselves? Do you understand if we don't have a revival, there is no hope. There is no hope for this nation. Now, I want you to really get with me. I'm going to open the lines in a moment. You can send emails or you can call. I'd love to have a call from you. You ask me anything you want to ask me. And here's what I want. I want preachers who've got the courage to resist this lifestyle and stand tall against it in your pulpits and in your communities to call me and tell me if you're standing up. And call me and tell me if you're willing to get involved in this voting process. To think that the whole Democrat Party has gone in deep favor of same-sex marriage. And, of course, the battle is being fought in the Republican Party for the same thing. Hasn't gone there yet. Thank God for that. But can we keep it from going there? If we do, I won't be a Republican or a Democrat. I promise you, I'll be an independent. And the day may just come when we have to say, forget politics. There's no hope at all. There's not much anyway. But there's no hope at all. And the only real hope of America is a revival. That's why I'm asking you to read the book of Acts. Read the book of Acts alive again this week, 4 chapters a day, 7 days, 28 chapters. It will change your life. We're going to do it every week until the first Sunday of November. That's when we start revival. And we're looking for a Holy Ghost awakening. We really are. Now, the Bible's plain. I mean, there's no way to get around that homosexuality is a sin. there is no way to get around that homosexuality is a dark, dark sin. Now, if you think you can get around that, my dear friend, I want you to know it is not even possible. There is no way. Let me go to 1 Thessalonians 6 and 9. 1 Thessalonians 6 and 9. Am I right? No, it's 1 Corinthians. Where was I? Well, that's where we are sometimes. We're trying to get it all together. First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor idolaters, nor effeminate. Listen to that. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Abusing themselves with mankind. See, I like these titles that make it so real. God's word is saying a homosexual and a lesbian is abusing themselves with mankind. No ifs, no ands about it. They are abusing themselves with mankind. Now, all of this is so bad until what do you say? The dark lifestyle of sodomy? The dark lifestyle of sodomy? Makes the person caught in this web arrogant and rebellious. You can always depend on a person in this lifestyle becoming arrogant and rebellious. And they get angry. They really do get angry. Now, let me invite you to call 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. And then the 800 number, 1-800-338-7884. I want to talk with you about this subject. You know, when you think about what is about to happen in this world, the coming judgment, the judgment is specifically against any wickedness, and it absolutely includes, no doubt about it, it absolutely includes any kind of sexual sins. There is nothing more vile than sexual sins. They will destroy you. I mean, they will reduce you to an absolute wreck. They will destroy everything reasonable and decent in you and about you. And they will make you reprehensible. I mean, they'll make you repulsive. The homosexuals get all upset when they think we prejudice against them. We're not prejudiced against them as persons. It's that sin that we just cannot, we don't want nothing to do with it. We just don't plain want nothing to do with it. That's just all it is to it. How could we want anything to do with it? That would be an impossibility. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. I just want to make a comment on the subject you're talking about.
Okay.
Romans 5, the Bible interprets itself. It gives the people pre-warning what God will do.
It does.
15:4 says, the old-time writings for our learning. That means something's already in the past, it's already happened, I can learn from it.
Yes.
Well, when the angel was passing through, when he talked to Abraham and was on the way to Sodom, Gomorrah, he said, I've heard or seen what's going on. Then he said, should we tell Abraham what we're going to do? God was going down to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah for the sins they was committing.
Yes, and that's a...
It shows that eternal fire came down.
Why don't people see that, my friend? Why don't people see that?
I don't know. That Romans 15:4 need to pay attention because it's telling us the past and the outcome of sodomites has already been judged, pre-warned of the people.
And anybody who endorses it becomes guilty as the homosexual.
You go back and read Romans 1 where you was at a few minutes ago.
Yes.
That last verse says, not only those who do it, but have in pleasure those who do it.
For you are brought. Oh, wait a minute. I was about to read the wrong verse. You're right. It says very plainly. Let me go find it right quick. What? It says, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do it. So if you have pleasure in it, if you vote for it, if you're a preacher and you won't get in the pulpit and preach against it, that preacher's guilty.
Is guilty, or those that stands for it is given pleasure to it, will reap the same benefits.
Yeah, the same judgment. Now you remember, it ain't the benefit; it's the judgment. Let me take Skip Stam here. You on the air? May I help you, please? You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes. Good afternoon, Pastor Chambers.
Good afternoon, my friend.
I'm calling because... Can you hear me?
You got to cut your radio down so you can hear me. You're hearing the radio, and that's messing you up. And I've got to hurry because I've got a representative from Raleigh calling me, and he doesn't have but a few minutes because of a meeting he's on his way to. Go ahead now.
Yes. I'm calling because we have been warned by the Bible.
Yes.
About Sodom and Gomorrah. And for this very reason, they were destroyed. And the Bible is here for our learning.
For our learning. A gentleman just before you just said that. It's for our learning. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah with a firestorm. It was because simply and absolutely Sodom and Gomorrah. And so America is right now absolutely opening the gates of hell for our nation. That's what we're doing.
Yes.
We're opening the gates of hell. And I'm telling everybody, here we've got an election in less than a month. And every Democrat in America is beholden to Barack Obama and the Democrat Party. And they have become totally and utterly committed to same-sex marriage.
That's the worst thing in the world because that goes against the Bible. It goes against God's word.
It's against God. It's against God's word. It's against the church. It's against every married couple in the world. It's against everything decent. I mean, it's destructive to the community. God will judge it if he is God, and he is God, and he will judge it. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
God bless you. Now, give us calls, one after the other, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, and then, of course, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884, local number 704-391-0588, and the lines are something coming through there on my line. The internet is open, jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. So grab your phone or grab your mouse. Don't wait. We are in a crisis in America. Same-sex marriage is opening the gates of hell. It's opening the gates of hell for this whole nation. We're talking about America, the nation born with a respect for God, with a sense of God's holy word. We're talking about some of the most wonderful things have represented and come from this great nation. We've sent more missionaries. We have built more colleges. We have built more orphanages in foreign countries. We've done so many wonderful things because of the Lordship of Jesus Christ in a multiplicity of lives of Americans. And now the whole outfit out there is just charging us that the day will come when they will do their best to shut up preachers like myself. How many of you preachers have got the courage to stand up even in the face of death? How many of you preachers have got the courage to stand up if it would mean going to jail? How many of you preachers have got the courage to do these things that are right and to stand for the right things? I pray that God will give us enough of those kind of men. Now, it's very important that you fill these lines with calls today. I want to give you something. I preached a sermon last Sunday on the Holy Ghost, a consuming fire. The Holy Ghost is a consuming fire. Do you hear that? The Holy Ghost is a consuming fire. Let me tell you, the only hope for America is a Holy Ghost revival in our churches. Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Pentecostals, it don't matter the name. We've got to have a Holy Ghost revival. We've got to have a Holy Ghost revival, a moving of the fire. Remember, it was John the Baptist who said, when Jesus comes, I'm baptizing you with water. But he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Our churches have got to be set on fire. A preacher on fire for God is too hot for the devil to handle. Do you hear me? I promise you, God will take care of us, and God will keep us if we will be faithful. Now, the number to call, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. I got to give you this sermon. I really want you to hear it. I want you then to take it to your pastor. I want you to take it maybe to another pastor when your pastor's heard it. The Holy Ghost is a consuming fire. That was one of the best sermons this preacher has preached. It's on the internet, by the way. You can go there and hear it. And I'm here to tell you, if you've ever got on fire for God, it's time you got on fire, that this Bible becomes a living book. This Bible becomes a living book. You on the air. May I help you, please? You are on the air. May I help you, please?
This is Representative Paul Stamm.
Hey, Representative Paul Stamm. I'd rather call you Skip. Do you mind?
That's fine.
It's a joy to have you, my friend.
Thank you, Joe.
Your position in the House now is what?
A Speaker pro tem.
You're pro tem. So you're the second person in the top of the House in North Carolina.
In Raleigh.
Now, you have seen the number of abortions in America reduced by 26% since the conservatives took over the Raleigh legislative bodies. Am I right?
Well, the numbers in North Carolina have decreased 25% since we got a majority due to legislation in 2011 and 2013, yes.
Yes, sir. And reduced abortion by 25%. And this year, we started the choice program in our Christian schools, our private schools, our special schools are funded by tax money going to the people who paid the taxes. And that has been a wonderful accomplishment, but that has been a war, hasn't it?
It's been a war. I think we'll win it. The opportunity scholarships are in litigation now. We've actually had a similar thing for parents of children with special needs for 3 years now.
Well, you know, we found out that yesterday we had a representative from the program that came here and met with my secretary and myself, and we're excited about that because we got some children who have come in under the program who've got some terrible learning disabilities.
And if they qualify, they can get both scholarships.
That's what we found out, where we can then add some help and some supervision to help those children one-on-one and get them over their hindrances.
Right.
We were delighted to learn that. Now, if everything passes through the Supreme Court of North Carolina, we'll have another opening in the spring for another group of families. Am I right?
That's right, unless it's complicated.
Unless it's complicated. Well, we're just telling people, if it passes, we'll be here to help them. And so we're taking people's names and keeping a record of it and being ready to serve them. And the lady from the program yesterday asked us how many we could handle, and we gave her a number of 20. And so they know already that we're prepared for that here at this school, and we'll be ready if everything works out.
I was really amazed that when the program was enjoined right the week that school started,
yeah,
we still had hundreds of private schools that kept those kids in not knowing if they would be paid, but those kids needed the education, and then the Supreme Court, the appellate court stepped in and said, okay, the money can flow to these schools that have signed up for this year.
Well, do you know, we were one of those schools, and we went ahead and gave the kids the books. We said, you just go ahead. We're going to be confident, and we'll suffer the loss if necessary. And we just ran right on with the program. And now, thank the Lord, we've been vindicated.
You have. That is a game changer. When parents know that they have a choice, and when the traditional public schools know that parents know they have a choice, even the public schools will improve.
You're right. They will have to when there's competition. Right now, they have very little competition, and is woeful, some of the education that's being issued out. We do with less than half the money a much better job than they do with the multiple amount of money.
The average private school tuition in North Carolina is about $5,500.
Ours is less than $4,000.
The public schools spend $9,000 per kid per year.
Well, that's going to be a good plus. Now, the election coming up in November, and you got to go, I know. The election coming up. I'm telling people, I can't tell them how to vote, but I'm telling them they must vote for conservatives, and they must not vote. I can't tell them not to, but I'm begging of them not to vote for Democrats because they're beholden to this whole liberal agenda.
Almost every elected Democrat is against pro-life legislation, they're against school choice legislation, and they're for this same-sex marriage stuff. That's what happened. This judge who legalized it yesterday all over North Carolina was appointed by President Obama and confirmed by Senator Hagan, and she would have been the one who would have put his name forward anyway.
And so we've got now a same-sex marriage coming to North Carolina?
We do, at least for the next year or so. The Supreme Court decision Monday,
yes,
is very curious. If there had been, there's nine members of the Supreme Court of the United States, if there had been five votes to legalize same-sex marriage, they would have taken those cases. If there had been five votes to allow marriage amendments that prohibit same-sex marriage, they would have taken the case. But they didn't take it, which tells me it's 4-4, and there's one up there who's wanting to kick the can down the road and just see what happens.
So what we've got to do is elect conservatives to turn the tide in the Supreme Court judges.
It's absolutely essential that the person confirming the President Obama's next appointment not be Kay Hagan, because she will confirm the leftist extremist judges just like she's been doing left and right.
All right, so everybody in North Carolina, listen to me. When you vote for Kay Hagan, you are voting for same-sex marriage all over North Carolina. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. And she said it on, you know, in her debate, she's all for same-sex marriage.
So Kay Hagan is all for same-sex marriage, and I've got thousands of wonderful black people who love me and I love them, but they've all been voting too long with that Democrat agenda because of all these crazy promises they make. And you, listen to me, folks. If you trust Joe Chambers, and I believe you do, you trust my positions, will you, for Christ's sake, for the sake of America, for the Bible, for the God we love and serve, not vote for somebody who would be in favor of same-sex marriage? Now, I said that, and I'm not asking you to say that, but I just wanted to say that right now at this time because I want people to hear me.
Joe, I would add one other group.
Okay.
The main reason why this supposed same-sex marriage is very problematic and bad is that we know from decades of social science research that children thrive best, do best financially, spiritually, morally, economically, in every way, educationally, if they have a mother and a father in the home married to each other. Now, that doesn't mean that they'll never do okay if they have a single parent.
Some of them do, but not many.
But
We have a school. We know. We deal with it all the time. Poor kids with mama and daddy fussing and fighting all the time, and those kids can hardly keep their head above water.
That's right. That is the ideal way to raise children.
And it's God's way.
Well, he did invent it. So he invented it before he...
He created it, actually.
Government or the church.
Yes.
The family is before the government or the church.
Brother Skip, I know you got to go, and I promise you 10 minutes. You are one of my dearest friends. I am so grateful, and I'm coming to Raleigh in a few days, and I'll call before I come so I can make sure I have a time to, you know, just a few minutes with you and just walk those halls like I used to do years ago. You remember when I walked those halls against pornography?
Yes, sir.
We really made a victory, didn't we?
Now, if people want a lot more information, I have a lot of it on my website. If you can let me give that web address.
Absolutely.
www, of course. Paul Stamm, one word, PaulStamm .info. INFO. PaulStamm.info.
PaulStamm.info. Is there no? Well, that's a website. You don't have an at. PaulStamm.info. Everybody can hear that. And I will give it again, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, man, what a joy it's been to have you. You are my friend, and thank you for helping us with the Choice Program. And let's work hard for November, okay? We got to have good victory in the voting.
We're going to try to triple that Choice Program next year.
Oh, boy, triple it. That will be wonderful. Everybody out there listening, do you want your children in a good, solid school where you choose the curriculum, and you choose the position, and you let your taxes pay the bill and not you out of your pocket, then you vote for good conservatives, because it's going to be an issue for many years to come. if Jesus tarries. Thank you, Skip. Thank you, Skip. You're on the air. May I help you, please? You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Pastor Chambers?
Yes.
Bless you. How are you feeling today?
You can tell I'm on top of it.
All right, Pastor Chambers, what I want to call you reference to, Pastor Chambers, I was downtown Washington, D.C. with my little nephew, and Lord have mercy, these two homosexuals just kissing right in front of the White House. And my little nephew says, Uncle Charlie, why they do that? They tune in. And you know what I said, Pastor Chambers?
What did you say?
I said that our young folks that don't understand what's going on. My nephew looked at me and said, I thought the marriage is supposed to be a man and a woman. What are you two men doing kissing, Uncle Charlie?
Well, I am grateful that you were standing there and you could stand up, okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, I mean, what if you hadn't have been there? What if you hadn't have been there?
It would have been terrible. Pastor, as I said, you know, the president's on his way to hell with his eyes wide open. And I'm sorry that I voted for that man.
There's a whole lot of other people sorry they voted for him, too, because he's proven himself a tool of the devil. That's all you can say for Barack Obama. He is a tool of the devil from beginning to end, and any Democrat in North Carolina or in this United States that people vote for, they're not using their head, and I hope all of those people listening to me will tell it and tell it and tell it and tell it. Same-sex marriage is opening the gates of hell. Thank you for calling. Yes.
Yeah, I just want to tell you that, you know what, that's an abomination before God, and I tell you it, that this country is going to pay for it. That's why we're going to be cursed with a curse, because we, and then they pastor, in Congress, they want to pass a law to take off in God, and we trust on that only.
Yep, that's what they want to do. Does your pastor stand up against this?
Yes, sir, my pastor. You are Pastor Chambers.
Well, that settles it. That settles it. Thank you. I will see you in the morning, okay?
I'm an Afro-American, and I done changed parties. I done went independent, and I ain't voting for none of them rats.
Thank you, and I love you. I love you. You got some spunk, and I like spunk. Thank you for calling now, and see you in the morning. God bless you. Now, call us quickly, folks. I mean, call us. We don't want to waste no time. This is your program. Understand, we're talking about same-sex marriage, literally opening the gates of hell. I can show you those gates open in Revelation 9 if I was to have time to do so. Probably won't, but everybody out there, grab your phone right now and call me. I want everybody out there to call. Everybody out there to call. I want to hear from you. You are important to me, and you are on the air right now. God bless you.
Yes, Preacher Chambers, I wanted to make a comment.
Yes.
I was so glad that you made that comment, will your preacher take a stand? But you know, the thing of it is, the preachers have taken a stand up until the last couple of months. I heard two preachers on the radio this morning, and I've known these preachers for years, and they was not afraid to, in other words, name what the sin was. And they danced around. They would just say immoral. They wouldn't even name.
They wouldn't even say sodomy?
They would not name. They just said immoral and things are going on in the government. And I've heard these preachers myself. I've sat in their churches, and I've heard them stand up months ago and take a stand, but the Satan is, in other words, putting fear in the preachers where
yeah.
They're holding back now.
Yeah, well, you better call them preachers and tell them you won't be back to their church.
No, I don't know. But the thing of it is, if you're not going to take a stand, you better get along and let everybody go on ahead and that will take a stand, because this is an important time right now.
It's never been more important, my sister.
Yes, right now is the time to take the stand. It ain't time to sit down or get to the side or get afraid.
If our people don't understand that God will send tornadoes, God will send every kind of warning you can imagine, He will tear communities and cities apart. I mean, He's done it over and over and over. You cannot engage in homosexual sin. You cannot promote it. You cannot allow it. You cannot not be behind it without paying the price. You will be judged.
You've got to name it. You can't be afraid. Oh, they're going to come after me. You can't be afraid right now. You've got to take that stand.
I hope they do come after me, because I am looking forward to the encounter.
God.
They're going to find out I'm a preacher that don't back down.
I praise God for you, fellas. That's what it's going to take. You know, people can make their brags and, I'll stand. But will you stand? It's just like you said, will you stand? And as long as you've got the power of God behind you, you don't have to fear man.
Let's see right now for the next 20 minutes if we can get a few preachers that will call me on the telephone and say, I am against homosexuality and lesbianism, and I will say it in my pulpit, and I will say it at every opportunity. Let's see if we can get some preachers to call.
Thank you, Preacher Chambers, and I'm praying for you.
Yeah, I want you to pray for me, and I want you to help me. I need some real financial help out there. I've got to have a new board here for my broadcasting. It's going to cost me a couple $1,000. I'm trying to go to the country, Paul of Tarsus. I'm trying to go to Tarsus. I'm writing a book on the life of Apostle Paul. He was one of those men that Buddy would stand. So I need some help. So tell some people to help me, will you?
Yes, check's in the mail this week.
Thank you, and God bless you. God bless you. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there, you know, make you wonder that they don't really believe the Bible when they, you know, what the Bible got to say about this, you know, homosexual stuff.
That's right, they don't.
What he said in the book of Peter, where he said it was for our example, he turned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes for our example for us not to do that.
Now that you're the third person to mention those same verses. The third person, how God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah and made it plain he was doing it because of their homosexual and lesbian sin. They even tried to have sex with angels.
Yeah, that's right.
They were a homosexual and a lesbian is a vile individual. They are vile. Now, if you just don't ruffle their feathers, they can be so pious and sweet and giddy and like they're the sweetest thing in town. But you ruffle their feathers and you tell them what they're doing is as vile as the devil himself, and you'll make them mad. And what they're doing is so unclean. And I've known them. I have cared for these people. I've shown them nothing but compassion and love for their soul. I would never do otherwise but show them love and compassion for their soul. But their sin is rotten. It's terrible. And it literally destroys the community. It destroys the whole nation. It does great damage to everything we as a people represent.
Well, you know, they don't believe what the Bible says. If they believe what it said, and Obama and every one of them, they don't believe what the Bible says.
We have a generation of people that have forsaken the Bible. You're right. And let's wake them up. And let them know that we're going to pay the price if we don't wake up. Thank you, sir, for calling me. Grab your phone out there, 1-800-338-7884-704-391-0588. Now, I'm asking for some preachers. Some preachers. I mean, I'd like to have some who pastor several hundred in fairly large churches to call and say, I'm going to take a stand, Reverend Chambers. If you can take a stand on the World Wide Web, on radio, all over these communities, if you can take a stand on camera for everybody in the world to look at you and hear you, if you can take a stand, I'm willing to take a stand. Do we have any preachers? 1-800-338-7884. You can call on my dollar, okay? 1-800-338-7884. Now, you can call local 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. And where are my emails? Where are my email people? Wow. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, I want to give you this sermon. This is a sermon, brother. I'm here to tell you, a man told me he felt more of God's Holy Ghost in our church last Sunday morning than he'd ever felt in his life. Now, I've got another sermon, I believe, that will be just as powerful as this one for tomorrow morning. And I hope you'll be here. I really do. And I got a wonderful preacher tomorrow night, Danny Wallace from Danville, Virginia. Great preacher. And then the next Sunday night, Joey Yates, also from Danville, Virginia. We're getting ready for revival on the first Sunday night of November we start. And I hope to go 3 or 4 weeks. I really do. Hope to go 3 or 4 weeks in revival, night after night. We want to see this city turn upside down in a move of God like it's never been. Sermon. The Holy Ghost is a consuming fire. You want it? On CD, Or you can purchase it on DVD if you'd like to have it. Or you can go to your internet. It's right there on the internet. Hey, that's okay, isn't it? Cost you nothing. But I do want you to start sharing with me. Everybody out there who loves this program, I want you to start sharing with me. I want to start hearing from you. I want you involved with me. Help me pay the bills. It's tough around here. We got a great Christian school. We really have. God gave me a miracle in a young man that's one of my teachers. His life had fell in disarray. He'd really made some mistakes. And I'm going to get some criticism from some of the critics out there because I helped him and he repented, got himself right with God, and he's back in the classroom. Isn't that wonderful? God's a miracle working God. God's a miracle working God. Now let's go to these lines. Are you on the air? And may I help you, please?
Yes, Brother Chambers. Yeah, I'm totally against that homosexual. Hey, if God against it, I'm against it.
Well, that's wonderful. Are you a preacher?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you're going to say that in the pulpit?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you. You're going to say it in the pulpit?
Yes, sir. I'm a preacher. I'm a pastor down here in Whiteville, North Carolina. And I preach against that stuff every chance I get a chance.
I am grateful, brother. I love you. Stand tall. Get out in your community. Write columns to the newspaper. Go to meetings and stand up and speak and get your people to vote for conservatives. Tell them they cannot afford to vote for no liberal, period. And every Democrat out there is a liberal that I know anything about. And so that'll take care of it. We won't even have to mention Democrat, just liberals.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm 100%.
Thank you, sir.
It's well. These folks better wake up.
Yeah, they better wake up. You on the air. May I help you, please? Well, lost that one. Give us a call quickly. You on the air. May I help you, please? You on the air. May I help you?
Hey, good evening, sir.
Hey, man. How are you?
Hey, doing pretty good.
Am I doing pretty good today?
Yeah, you sound like you're doing well.
All right. How may I help you? Quickly. We'll have plenty more calls.
Yes, I was just calling you can say I'm a Christian, but I don't go to church every Sunday, but in the real world...
Well, you need to start going every Sunday.
Right. Well, I do when I'm not working, but in the real world, the homosexuality isn't right, regardless of anything.
Yes, you're right. It's just not right. It's terrible for the individual. I hurt for the individual who's a homosexual. I hate for the poor woman who's become a lesbian. I hurt for them. My heart bleeds for them. I'm praying for them. I'm weeping for them. I'm not against nobody. I am not a man against people. I'm against sin and what it does to people, what it does to the church, what it does to the community, what it's doing to our nation.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'll be sending you some money for your soundboard, okay?
Okay, I'm delighted. You on? Call us quickly. Let me see here. I believe I've got one here. I'm not sure. Nope, not yet. Call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Hey, friends, all over the radio audience, all over Eastern North Carolina, all over Charlotte and all these areas around Charlotte, over Concord, anywhere in this state, anywhere across this nation, don't you vote for those liberals. Don't you vote for anybody connected to Barack Obama. I'm telling you, that man is poison to the core. He's proven to be nothing but a devil. And I'm telling you, it's time you stood up. It's time you stood tall. It's time you took a stand. It's time you voted right. It really is time you voted right. All right, now, you got to get that a call on hold. I can't take it till it's on hold. I'm looking for it blinking. Help me, ladies. It's got to blink before I can pick it up. And that number two is not blinking. You may have to pick it up and hang it back up, okay? Quickly do it. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. I'm giving you today. The Holy Ghost is a consuming fire. I'm preaching in the morning from Acts chapter 10 on the day that God poured out or the Holy Ghost fell on the Gentiles. Everybody is a Gentile except the Jews. So you saw the first Gentile receive the Holy Ghost in Acts chapter 10, and I'm going to preach about that tomorrow, and I'm really excited about that sermon. Now, I'm wanting to take line two, and not been able to. You on the air. May I help you, please? You on the air, you'll have to call back because they didn't get him on hold right, apparently. Call quickly. I'm here to bless you. I want to answer your questions. Let me see if I've got any. Here's a question. I don't condone sodomy, but what about people's civil rights guaranteed by law in the United States of America? Civil rights? Are you calling homosexuality a civil right? Apparently, this lady is calling homosexuality a, maybe it's not a person, a lady, maybe a man. You're calling homosexuality a civil rights? Wait a minute. Is having sex with children a civil right? Is having sex with dogs a civil right? Is any of this unclean stuff a civil right? Don't be confused, sir. If you're confused in homosexuality with a civil right, I don't know what I can say to help you. I really don't, because that's a pitiful condition that you put yourself in. It really is, and I'm sorry. I really am. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Brother Joe.
Yes.
Well, if you vote for a man like that, you're blaspheming God. That's the bottom line. It's blaspheming. If a Christian will get up there and vote for something like that, they ain't got a leg to stand on.
Well, I think you're right, that when you vote for people like Kay Hayden and Barack Obama and any of those liberals, you're sinning. I mean, the Bible makes it plain. We must support nothing but that which is pure and that which is right. And we cannot support anything wrong. And you heard the representative in Raleigh. He's the number two in the House of Representatives, Skip Stam. And by the way, you can go to his website, which is www.skipstam.inf, info, I-N-N-F, Skip Stam, S-K-I-P-S-T-E-M, dot info. And you can get all kinds of information. You ought to do that. Everybody out there, we want to learn. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for standing, Brother Joe. Thank you for standing.
You know, I don't know anything else. It's time we stand up. I love America. I am an American to the core. I love America. I really do. And I'm worried about somebody like this man who just made homosexuality a civil rights. What about their civil rights? No, no, no. You don't give people a right to rob banks. You don't give them a right to violate God's laws. That's not a civil rights. A civil right has to do with the right to get a job, the right to marry the wife or the husband of your choice in a moral sense. Oh, come on. I'm sorry, but we'll be kind. We'll be nothing but kind. Any other calls here, I'm looking for them. Don't see any. Maybe they've been going to my junk mail. Sometimes that happens, and then I can't do anything about it but go looking for them. Okay, here we got one. Let's get this one if we can. Reverend Chambers, God bless you and your wife for your work you do for the kingdom of God. These cities and towns need to know that they're inviting the wrath of God on them when they endorse same-sex marriage. Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you, sir. That's true. They're inviting God's wrath. They're inviting God's wrath. They're inviting horrible and wicked things to come upon their life. All right, the lines are open. I'm sitting here watching for you to send a email or to call me, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Now, let me tell you something. It's very important that you get your children in a place that does not promote sodomy. It's very important you get your children in a place that does not endorse sodomy. You put your kids in Christian school, you're inviting them to become a homosexual or a lesbian. And many, many of them are doing just that. They are submerged into that lifestyle. Nobody can open their mouth. And I'm telling you, your children in public school is dangerous for your children. I hope you consider Christian school. I really do. I really do. My sermon in the morning, when the Holy Ghost fell on the Gentiles in Acts chapter 10. You ought to come hear that. You must get this sermon from last Sunday morning. It's free today. CD, copy of my last Sunday morning sermon. The Holy Ghost is a consuming fire. Judgment's coming, folks. I'm here to tell you, judgment is coming like we've never seen. Now, lines are open. Lines are open. Everybody out there, grab your phone. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588, and all of my wonderful Afro-American friends. Now, sometimes I say Afro-American, sometimes I say black, because some likes one way, some likes the other. And I love all of you. I love all of you. We have a lot of your children in our school. And I want you to know, it's time you voted conservative. It's time you quit voting for people like Kay Hayden, who is a liberal to the core and who is an endorser of same-sex marriage. Can you imagine a representative, a lady who would endorse that kind of thing? Do you understand what she has done? Do you understand she has sinned grievously against God? Hey, grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. And remember now, email jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. Where are my email listeners today? I'm glad the radio people are there because the email people hadn't been there. I guess they're off shopping. I hope they're doing good things. Hey, I want you to be a moral person. I want you to live a life that's pure and holy. I want you to find, if you're not married, find you a good woman or a good man. And you get married, man to woman, woman to man. Any other kind of marriage is an abomination in the sight of God. Nothing is more of an abomination before God than same-sex marriage. He made it plain. He called it vile affections. Vile affections. God's plain. The Holy Ghost has spoken very clearly. The word of God is as plain as the nose on your face, and you have no right. And I'm telling you, you're opening the gates of hell onto America. If I could make you see what is about to happen to America if we don't turn this tide, if we don't wake our churches up, if we don't get our churches full of the Holy Spirit, if we don't get something done to change the circumstance, what in the world is coming next? What is coming next? I'm overwhelmed by it. I'm overwhelmed by it. Are you involved? Are you committed? Do you care? Are you willing to stand? Are you willing to tell it to your children and your grandchildren? If you're a school teacher, are you willing to make it plain on your school campus? I'm against that lifestyle. Wherever you work, are you willing to stand? Can you stand? Maybe you're in a situation that you know you'll be fired if you say anything publicly. Well, your life can be so pure and shine with such a radiance of beauty that people will know, hey, that man's a man of God. He's not going to endorse that. You need to live like that. You really do. It's a dark hour. It is really absolutely a very dark day. Now, I'm really trying to get you stirred up about voting now in November. I want to make sure. I cannot tell you how to vote, but I can tell you how you need to be very careful. I can tell you you've got to stand tall. You've got to work hard. You've got to be involved. You ought to give some money to a good candidate that you know is a solid, solid conservative. Now, I'm here to tell you, if dead churches don't wake up, if we don't do something about our dead churches and pray till the Holy Spirit fills our churches, there's no hope. America is not in the shape it's in because of the White House. America's in the shape it's in because of God's house. Because if God's house takes a stand, all of us start praying and fasting, seeking the face of God, speaking the truth, declaring the glorious words of the living God, preach against sin of every description, thievery, immorality, fornication, adultery, idolatry, homosexuality, lesbianism, any of those sins, killing unborn babies, any bit of that, you need to take a stand, tall and strong in the name of the Lord. Now, the lines are open. The lines are open. 1-800, call me quickly. Where are those preachers? I had one preacher to call and say, I'll stand. Where are you, preachers? 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. You can call from anywhere in America, 1-800-338-7884. You can call from Canada on that same number. I mean, you can call, you can stand, you can make a statement, you can be committed, and you need to become committed because same-sex marriage is probably the vilest sin that's ever come down the pipes in America. The vilest. Right beside it, of course, is aborting unborn babies. Equally terrible. Equally criminal. Really, it's criminal. If the laws of America was right, it would be criminal to kill an unborn baby. You can't kill babies. my friend, what, how could you even consider such a thing? But then same-sex marriage, a man marrying another man. Don't they look horrible when you see it? I see them in the bank. I see them at different places, walking together, hanging on to one another. And you can look at them and see that one of them is very, very effeminate, and the other is very, very masculine. And so here you got an effeminate man and an emasculine man, and they've joined up together to commit this vile sin and wickedness, and it really makes your heart hurt. Makes your heart hurt. You don't know how to even be, I mean, you have to struggle to be kind. You have to struggle to be nice to them because of their choices, and that's understandable. If you don't feel that way, you got a problem. If you're not repulsed by it, something's wrong, something's happened to you, call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884, 338-7884. Well, I guess my my internet callers are scared today. They got a wimpy spirit got a hold of them, and they can't take a stand for Brother Chambers. They're afraid I'll say their name, probably. I'm not going to say your name. You don't have to worry about that. I haven't said a name since this program has been on, except Skip Stam, and he said his own name. Okay? I'm not here to embarrass you. I'm here to get you to stand because it's a late hour. The time's almost up. Do you understand? The time is almost up, and you are on the air. Well, again, the call cannot be taken, ladies. You got to put that thing on hold immediately, and sometimes they don't do that. Help me, ladies. Give me the numbers. Give me the numbers as soon as you know I can answer. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Maybe I can get it now. You on the air? May I help you, please?
Well, I'm just driving, and I don't even know your name. I don't even know who's preaching. I just turned my radio on, and you were on there and preaching the truth. And I just want to tell you that God has a lot of people out here like myself that are not only just praying, but fasting and praying for God to breathe life back into our churches and to give our ministers the spiritual courage and fortitude to stand up against the abominations that are coming upon our nation and all around the world. I want to thank you for taking that stand for God.
I thank you, and make sure I want to give you back to my ladies because I want your name and address so I can let you know and thank you for the call. I will send you a CD of my last Sunday morning sermon. And I want you to know America needs a fresh move of the fire of the Holy Ghost. I am convinced. I'm an old-fashioned Pentecostal. I'm not a charismatic. I'm an old-fashioned Pentecostal. And I'm telling you, we need the fire of the Holy Ghost that John the Baptist said would come, that Jesus would pour out upon us. He said, I baptize you with water, but he'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. And that's what our preachers need.
And fear not their faces, and I'm with you on that 100%.
It don't matter what happens to me. I'm ready to go to heaven. I just assume to go tomorrow as next year. So I'm not worried in the least. Let me give you back to the ladies. Line one, ladies, please. Line one, I'll put this lady on hold. Now, folks, listen to me. It's later than you think. I'm here to tell you. It's later than you think. And if ever you've got yourself involved and dedicated yourself and give your all to your church and to the cause and stand tall. I mean, stand tall. Play no games with it. Stand tall and let's get busy for God and for his kingdom. It's later than you can imagine. I got one more minute. I want to tell you my gift now. One more minute. The Holy Ghost is a consuming fire. You got to have that. You got to have that. I hope you won't ignore me now. You got to pick up your phone and call the ladies. They'll stay there as long as they need to. You got to have that sermon. You got to have it. Now, you can tell your friends that this is on the internet and will be archived within a little while, and they can listen to it on the internet, okay? So very, very important for that. And call us, 704-391-0588, local, 704-391-0588, local, toll free, 1-800-338-7884, and then email jrc@paulcreek.org. You can order this free gift on the email, jrc@paulcreek.org. I love you. You have been wonderful. This has been a great program. I've enjoyed every minute of it. I've enjoyed every minute of it. And I want you to know we're standing tall for the kingdom. We're standing tall for the kingdom, and we will not do otherwise.